Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, mighty glad Monday tonight. Hope everybody's good out there. And in thinking about what's mad and what's glad, and in trying to live my life like millions of others in the same situation, I was thinking today that this government should do one of two things, the President of the United States, now or in the future, should do one of two things to give people a better living situation. Either bring the prices down to where they were in the 1950s, when everybody, when even the people that didn't have money had money in those days, or double that everybody gets so we can get through. They should do one of those two things. It'd be nice if they did both, but that's a lot to ask for. But there's a great need for a revision in the way this government operates. Now, they have a thing called this Flexi Card, right? Where you can get money for dental, or you can choose to get money, a different kind of card for your rent and food and bills, you know? In other words, you got to choose between the devil and the deep blue sea. It shouldn't be. They should give you both the damn cards. And then, if you qualify, and you know, they have this whole damn thing on YouTube, push the button below and answer the questions and see if you qualify. So if you qualify and you get the card, then you have to, with the dental anyway, I don't know about the other one because I have the dental, then you have to get approval. Now, why the hell do you have to get approval if you qualify? You see how they always try to put the monkey wrench in there and screw us up? And you know, the whole idea is to drive people into a nursing home. That's behind everything this government does. And if that's not true, then get rid of the nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing. Keep people in their own home with the help they need. So there you have a crazy-ass situation with this government, the way they'll do something for millions and millions of people, they don't really do it. You know? They advertise, if you're a senior, you're missing out on this, you know? But there's other things in there where you can't get it. I never heard of such a stupid thing. It's ridiculous. Now, the other thing is, a lot of people on the pension who worked get Social Security, but they get the pension. I don't think that's fair. You still paid into the Social Security, didn't you? Or you paid in, or you're of age to get the benefits, but a lot of people don't get it. They only get the retirement. There's a lot of mix-up, a lot of stupid rules that need to be changed. And the politicians need to come to their senses and realize that they are abusing people, treating this system the way it is, and hanging, keeping these nursing homes over the heads of millions and millions of people. And I'm talking about even the ordinary person, you know, ordinary person goes to work, makes their living, pays their bills and all that. Boom, all of a sudden, something happens, they become disabled, they go into a rehab center, and they're coerced into a nursing home, and they lose everything. That should not be. A situation like that should not exist in this country. It's supposed to be the country of freedom and civil rights. There's no freedom in putting people into a nursing home. It's one of the most horrible things that this country does that must be eradicated. All right, in a second, I don't know where our engineer is. Hope she didn't die, but anyway. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East Takeda Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, want to adopt an Akita. If you need a service dog and you like the Akita and you've met and you know about the Akita, consider one. You get the right dog. They're very loyal and very strong and very good for holding people up, even. You know, your balance or whatever. The strength of an Akita is the strength of a bear. So, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, 609-388-7004, Akita Rescue. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avantio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, and that little sweet youngster who perished in that bus, the little child in a wheelchair. I don't know her. I forget her name. But we are reaching out. We sent a text to a friend at ABC, reaching out, trying to get permission, parents, to honor her on Inner Sight. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. And the email, innersight1620@gmail.com. G, like good, mail.com. All right. And I want to thank Silo, one of our sponsors, for sticking with us and now offering to promote the Nursing Home Show, which starts this Wednesday, 26th July, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Verizon Files, 35 in the city, RCN, 84, and on your phone, MNN, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, .org, channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night. Check out the Nursing Home program. There's two different ones. I don't know which one they're going to run first, but they're both very, very important. And the solution to the nursing home is contained in those shows. So try to make it a point to watch them and sign our petition, change.org. Help us reach our goal of thousands of names by October when we're going to have the first news conference on the nursing homes. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. My buddy Kennedy, his wife battling cancer now. Doreen, hang in there. You're going to make it. You're going to be fine. My dog is an angel. She's watching over you. Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. 631-888-1186. Hey, nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food, little animal food, too, by the way. Medical for the animals when he's able to do it. 631-484-3085. 484-3085, 631. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right, Inner Sight. Brought to you by the Third Eye Insight, my buddy Devin, with his organization, teaching people how to protect themselves and stay afloat in this crazy world, stay in shape. 631-445-3464. 445-3464, 631 area. So give Dev a call and he'll give you the details. We're brought to you by the beautiful people at Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport. Michelle and Tom, the owners. Shelby's Kitchen, catering, the home of the great Milton, the guide dog, whose anniversary was the passing of Milton was Saturday. And we honor and love Milton. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. 286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. Catering, lunch, dinner. I'm not sure if they do breakfast yet, the corn. All right, this is Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. We are engineerless at the moment. And can't take any phone calls because we can't read the board. But nevertheless, we're here. And if you'd like to express a Mad or Glad, you know, call our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Put it up there and we'll retrieve it and get it on the open mic tomorrow night. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Able News. Let's see if the engineer shows up. We'll hold the Able News for a minute, a little while. See if we can get the recording on. Inner Sight, I want to thank the Islip Cleaners, Suffolk Bus Corp, some of our friends. Thank you so much for being a part of Inner Sight. And I want to say hello to my new friend, Jackie, with her mortgage, the name of it. But we may have her on tomorrow night. I left her a message. We'll see what happens. All right. Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday. There's a lot of people out there who are mad about things. A lot of people who are glad about things. And maybe have no way to express it or a place. That's why Inner Sight. All right. One of the greatest glads would be, you know, I would say one of the greatest glads in the history of this country would be if Inner Sight dream comes true. You know, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Have the agencies mandated to raise money, keep people in their own home. The agencies use that as a fundraiser. And license the service dog schools, regulate them. Give people rights in connection with service dog training. Another thing, Inner Sight now is helping a woman here in town who is being put out of her apartment, disabled, and she looks upon her cat. Now, all the cat lovers out there, pay attention to this. Looks upon her cat as her companion and her emotional well-being. In other words, like her psychiatric support animal. And they're telling her, "Oh, if you become homeless and you have to go into a shelter, can't go with you. You know, the cat has to go to a pound. You know, and that's the same thing that they did to people in Hawaii and England. Maybe for a different reason, but the same thing." Where they wouldn't allow the animal to go in to the country. So in that way, it was a lot worse. But it's the same idea. And we have approached some cat lovers and tried to get them moved to create and start a movement to create a law that would declare cats, you know, the trained cat, it has to be trained, and the right cat, of course, service animals. We reached out to several people. We've gotten no response on it. I don't know why, because it would protect the cats a lot more. You know, there's a lot of stray cats out there that could possibly serve a disabled person, just like there's a lot of stray dogs the same way. A lot of cats in the shelter that would benefit from being legally protected and trained as service animals. The move. I mean, we do dogs, you know. I know cats can be trained because the guy I worked with, one of the most famous dog trainers in the world, Captain Haggerty, had a cat, and he trained him. He was very smart. So it can be done. Like anything else, you got to get the right one. So inner sight, reaching out, and trying to save the cats of the world. Any cat lovers out there who would like to meet and talk about it and you know, find out how it can be done and what can be done. We'd be happy to meet with you. Call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Leave a message or send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Send the email. You're a cat lover and you're interested in exploring turning cats into service animals. We'd be happy to get together with you and exchange ideas. Get it moving. All right, Inner Sight. No engineer tonight. Let me see if I can call her. Maybe I'll wake her up. I don't know. Hold on the line. I'm going to see if I can call the engineer. We'll see what we get, if anything. Inner Sight, stand by. 1620 is the email at gmail.com. So far, no answer. Just the recording. I'll try one more number. You know, that's a mad for me. That you do a show, you're supposed to be responsible, and you don't even show up, and no message, nothing. You know? I don't think that's right. I mean, somebody should have left a message or whatever. I'm going to try one more number to get our engineer. See if we get InterSight. All right. So far, no answer. Mad or Glad Monday. InterSight to recording. And, yeah, very, 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 very irritating to have to work with somebody who doesn't care. I mean, that's how I look at it, you know. Make no effort to inform the producer of the show that, you know, oh, I can't be there. I'm indisposed or whatever it is, you know. The show is still on. All right. Only if we can get somebody to put it up, it'll be on. All right. Let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic, where you can pick your own subject, and hopefully we'll have our engineer here. Come on open mic, as you do on any of our programming. You got to keep it clean, otherwise you get the boot. Yeah, you don't want that. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, the nursing home show. It's becoming very popular. And we'll have a theme. Of course, the title of the show is Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. But we usually pick a theme, and I had one, but it escapes me at the moment. But I'm sure that it will return to my brain. Thursday night, we usually pick a subject. I don't know. Anybody got any ideas out there for a subject? Drop us an email. InterSight1620@gmail.com. And love to hear your ideas. A show for Thursday. Cross is the funnies over here. Where we goof around, have fun, tell some lies, you know, all that good stuff. maybe we'll talk about, I had an idea for Friday. I want to talk about all the famous people I've ever met, you know, little stories of some of the celebrities that I've had the privilege of meeting in my life, all the way back to Hopalong Cassidy. William Boyd, yeah. He was a cool guy, Hoppy. Talk about that Friday night, maybe put some humor in it, you know, burst it up a little bit, you know. That's Friday night. All right, InterSight, one man, mad or glad, Monday. One is enough. That's all you need is one person to do it. And one of the things that makes me mad, and I'm sure it does irritate a lot of other people, is when you go to a hospital, you have to know that that hospital is connected or affiliated with a nursing home. You know, and I'm not going to say they do it to everybody, but a lot of people, they try to coerce them to go in to the nursing home, you know, and spend whatever days they have left in that horrible place. Now, I don't think that should be. I don't think hospitals should be affiliated with nursing homes. I think that's a very bad thing, you know, because it makes a person feel, hey, I got to get out of here. You know, and it certainly doesn't promote wellness, in my mind. You know, to me, it would be just the opposite. To know that these people that are supposedly trying to take care of you and help you would try to push you into a nursing home. You know? I don't think that helps people. I think it makes them worse. Makes them apprehensive, nervous, you know, especially if you don't have any family behind you to help you. You know, you don't have anyone to lean on. Anyone in a hospital, if you're having that or you're afraid of that or you think about it and you need support, call Inner Sight. We'll get involved. We're not afraid. You know, if you're being annoyed by the staff, the social workers and all that, wanting to put you into a nursing home, suggesting this place, that place, and you don't want them around, call us. We'll tell them. We're not afraid to tell them. You have a right not to let people in your room when you're in a hospital. You're not a criminal. You're there to get well. I had our assistant director, Joe Arion, who some of you may remember, had that situation when he was in the hospital. He didn't want people coming in of a different religious denomination that he wasn't. You try to tell them that, and they didn't listen. They just ignored him like he was nothing, you know? Now, that's got to annoy somebody to the point where the glands get. They say that when you're happy and you smile and your glands are working better and, a more positive light, the juices are flowing from the glands, you know, the ducts and all that from the gland. Well, they didn't respect Joe. I went up there one time, and they had this nun come in, and he told me, because I told him more than once that I'm not, like, I'm Jewish, you know. He wanted, I guess he would have been more comfortable with a rabbi, you know. But they kept sending this nun in. And one of the things I did was I told her about Dr. Lou. I said, you really want to help him? Call Dr. Lou. Tell him that he's in the hospital. Do what you can for Lou to come up here. They wouldn't do that. They haven't got the brains or the creativity to do that. I remember a story years ago, a friend of mine, who I knew pretty well, got into a serious car accident. And another friend, who worked for the Department of Sanitation, by the way, and was a mechanic, went to visit him in the hospital. And this guy was really seriously hurt. They were giving him blood transfusion. They wanted to, and he was opposed to that. So this friend of ours, mutual friend, who was a health freak, you know, very well read on it, got together a bunch of vitamins, and he did it on the QT. Because the hospital never would have permitted it. He got together these vitamins, healing, and vitamins that help the body to produce hemoglobin and new blood, you know, because there are such formulas, you know. body was made to regenerate itself. And went up there and snuck this stuff in to Don. And unbeknown to the hospital staff, he was taking this stuff. You know, because I don't know how he hid it, kept it, you know, in his pillow or wherever he kept it, but he was taking it. Maybe he took it when Lou went up there to see him. I don't know how they did it, but he took it. In a couple of weeks, the doctors couldn't believe that this guy got his strength back. I think he was unconscious for a while, too. Got his strength back. The blood count went up. The circulation improved. And within a month, he was out of there. But the reason I'm telling the story is the doctors got mad at Lou, the fellow who was helping him. Scoff at him for bringing these things, these vitamins in for Don. And they were, the way Lou told me the story, they were angry because Don got better. I mean, you believe this kind of crap? And we all know that these people don't reach out for other types of investigate, check out others of healing. So Don got out of there. What they were giving him obviously wasn't helping him much, you know. And he recovered thanks to Lou, his friend. And I bet it happens that way many times, every day, someplace in this world. Like the women in the 1600s who believed in healing and the beauty of animals and were condemned for it, you know, because the church didn't want other people to have control of the medicines. They wanted the control of it. And that's really why they singled a lot of those women out and declared them witches. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. No phones, no engineer. Inner Sight is here. All right, you have a comment or a matter of glad if you'd like to broadcast it. By the way, we apologize that we have no access to the phone. But if you'd like to get your comment on the air, call the Inner Sight number 631-224-3090, and we will get you on the line. I got to learn how to three-way this phone. There's a way to do it. I was in the phone store today, and I forgot to ask the guy how to do it. But I will check it out. Excuse me, 835 New York, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, and to the last Friday, I went over to the ADA celebration. And it was the usual, a lot of the usual stuff, you know. They never really address specifics, you know. And I've never heard one politician say, we need to amend law, make it more powerful. And I didn't hear one word about nursing homes, that the ADA doesn't protect people from going into nursing homes. and to get out of the nursing home. So that's something that really needs to be worked on. You know, we have to make it so that law, otherwise what good is it? All right, it says that you can train, anybody can train a service dog, you can do it on your own, fine. But it shouldn't have stopped there, because there's a lot of indifferent agencies and a lot of people being denied service dogs without just cause. An agency has never proven in a court of law why a blind person shouldn't have a guide dog. And I think they should. It's important. You know, just to say something or make a statement or give an opinion, that's one thing. But can you prove it by law? We have laws for various reasons. But why not a law to protect a blind person who says, oh, I don't agree with you. I think I'm doing good with the dog. You know, I want another opinion. See, but the person is not protected by the law. So what can they do? It's a very, very difficult situation to deal with. And then there's a lot of people who feel very strongly that even if the disabled person doesn't want to train the dog on their own, it would be very important to learn how to do it, to know how to do it, because then it's easier to deal with the schools, you know, and the different methods of training too. So a lot of people that I talk to agree that these schools should be giving classes in how to train the dog on your own. They can raise money for it. They can fundraise and start a fund for it. All right, in a sight. Now that would be a glad if one of these schools would step up and say, hey, we got to be more creative. Let's see what happens. Let's start a class. And in fact, Innersight is planning to do that in September. We're hoping it gets off the ground. And Silo, it's a good idea. Thank you, Jose Delgado. By the way, Silo's Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929, Suffolk County here, New York. 631-880-7929. And the website is silo.com, I think it is. Our website, innersight.info. Want to check it out. And you could also make a donation there if you want to. Inner sight, one word, like vision, dot info. All right, Monday night, mad or glad, engineerless. So no phone number given out to call in. Only a phone number to drop a message. 631-224-3090, if you're out there and you got a matter of glad that you'd like to get on the air, we'll be happy to put it on tomorrow. Yeah, so millions and millions of people struggling. Now, this is the time of the month. All right. That millions of people go without. Their food money is gone. Their other funding is gone. And the government doesn't do anything about it. You know, they gave us a little extra. They blamed it on the pandemic. And then they took it away. Now, if you do something good, maybe something good comes out of something bad in the case of the pandemic, why not leave it? I mean, what difference does it make? Person gets a little extra, you know? So they took it away. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't vote for a politician like that. Never. All right, in a sight, I didn't listen to the news. Let me see if I can call. I'm going to see if I can call the news. And see what stories are on. Live on InnerSight. H43, New York. InnerSight. And Matt are glad Monday. They're saying thunderstorms, low 80s tomorrow. Well, who knows? You know, they keep saying all these thunderstorms and you never get them. I think the weather people rely too much on computers. I think they ought to look more to the animals for weather indicators. InnerSight. Stand by. A lot of news on stocks. You know, they're talking to people who got big money here. You know. The average person can't invest in stocks. That I know of. Operation news in these business news. Yeah, they're talking about, I checked some of the weather overseas. And very hot in Rome and many other locations in Europe. Of course, it's very hot in India, always. But coolest place, I guess, is Alaska, the Yukon, Barrow, Alaska. 47 degrees this morning. All right, InnerSight, Matt are glad. Monday. And we hope all of your mads turn into glad. Now, that would be cool. Turn a mad into a glad. Good way to start your day, right? Hey, anybody who, any comics out there, if you'd like to do a little routine on Friday night, give us a call, drop us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com, or the InnerSight phone number, 631-224-3090. We'd love to have you on InnerSight. Tell a couple of jokes or any routine that you might have. Friday night is our comedy night. So check it out. Stick with InnerSight. Okay, we have two petitions. Change.org. We have the service dog petition where we're attempting to license and regulate service dog schools for the better. And we have the nursing home petition where we are in need of names on that. So anybody who doesn't want to go to a nursing home, sign our petition. Help us bring it about. And I want to again thank Mr. Gibson, who is planning to run for Congress and who has voiced concern and who has said that he would draft a bill to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We certainly would back a guy like that, give him our support, and hope that he wins. So I believe he's going to run on the Republican ticket. And you'll undoubtedly be hearing more and more about him as time goes on. InnerSight. We're planning our first news conference on nursing homes in October. Silo has agreed to let us use their facility for that. All right, InnerSight. And Able News. Don't forget about the Able News. The paper on and about the disabled. Been around for 30 years or more. Angela Melanie is the chief and editor of that. And stories on and about the disabled, where the disabled has priority. They have a column of various experts. They have a personals where you can meet a new friend. Calendar of events, and a lot more in Able News online, ablenews.com, and you get a free subscription on that. Able News, and we thank them, of course, for their help in promoting the Day for Milton back in May. Yeah, so as we mentioned before, Saturday was the anniversary of the death of Milton. And of course, our deepest condolences to the family, especially Tom and Michelle. And with the hope that other days for Milton will take place. We're still trying to make that happen. We're shooting for September, guide dog month, a couple of different people interested in different states, and we'll see what happens. So anyone out there, if you'd like to do a day for Milton, you don't need any money to do it, place, bring people together to acknowledge the service dog and awareness. September would be a great month to do that because it's National Guide Dog Month. So think about it, to your friends, and call Inner Sight. Let us know. We'd be happy to help. Oh, that Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, by the way. Yeah, and we are going to try to get more guests on the show. We haven't had that many guests lately. So we'll be working on that. 854 New York, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Without our engineer, haven't seen hide nor hair of her, as my old lady used to say. All right, let's see. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, in the city, 1997, Verizon File 35, RCN 84, and on your phone and computer, channel 3 on the Spirit channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, will be the first showing of the Inner Sight Nursing Home program. Now, there's two different shows. I don't know how they're lining them up. One show is called Nursing Home Solution. The other show is called Nursing Home Horror. They're both informative, and they're both directed toward turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. That would be how to get rid of them and open a whole new world where the agencies would raise the money. The government could put up half to keep people in their own home. So we'll see what happens with that. It's going to be up to the people who don't want the nursing homes. You don't want them, please sign the petition. Help us get this movement off the ground. It's going to be a lot of hard work. Being disabled is a lot of hard work, but we're used to it. And we intend to do everything we can to make it so that a person cannot go to a nursing home. There's the answer. If the nursing home is not there, you can't go to it. You have to stay in your own home or move to another home. But you won't be able to go to a nursing home once this idea is implemented. And it's going to help a lot of people, including the people who work, including the people who work in these nursing homes. Think about the workers. They'll be able to get better jobs in the privacy of a person's home, better benefits, you know, and more appreciation from the individual. All right, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Apologize for not having an engineer. Check with us tomorrow night. Get you on the air. And once again, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Our phone number, email, innersight1621620@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.